today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, dear listeners, dear Muslim especially, dear Shia Muslim all around the world, salam and peace and salutations of Allah be upon all of you. So welcome. This is another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio in a special occasion. Yes, today is an auspicious Eid. Today is the birthday anniversary of Shia's fifth Imam, Imam Muhammad al-Baghir, peace be upon him. So congratulations to all dear Shia Muslims. And I invite you to listen to this episode of today's special.
مستمعين النظام صلوا على البدر التمام محمد
صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم.
Today Monday is the first of the month of Rajab, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 3rd of Bahman, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 23rd of January, 2023, of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Thousands of congratulations because Shia world celebrates Imam al-Baghir birth anniversary.
العلم الظاهر الإمام محمد بن علي الباقر عليه أفضل الصلاة والسلام.
Imam al-Baghir, born in Medina on February 13, 677 AD. He became the Imam after his father, Imam Sajjad, peace be upon him. Imam al-Baghir alayhi salam made a great scientific that reached its peak at the time of his son Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him. His narrations in religion, the conduct of the Prophet, Quran sciences, moral conduct, and manner are more than what is remained from the children of Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein, peace be upon them. Thus, during his imamate, a great step was taken toward the organization of Shia thought in different fields, including ethics, jurisprudence, theology, and exegesis of the Holy Quran. The teachings of Imam Muhammad al-Baghir come from a period in history when discussion on religious doctrine was at the center of the intellectual life of the Muslim community, including its political life. It had not yet become an academic preserve of professional theologians. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we offer our congratulations on the birthday anniversary of Imam Muhammad al-Baghir, peace be upon him.
جابر بن عبد الله الأنصاري و was one of the most distinguished companions of the Holy Prophet. Historians note that he was among the early Muslims who had pledged allegiance to the Prophet in the second pledge at Al-Aqaba. He participated in many of the battles during the lifetime of the Prophet and had also emerged as one of the most learned companions. Jabir was the last surviving companion of the Prophet, and he was a man who possessed deep reverence for the family of the Prophet. According to a narration from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, in his last days, Jabir would sit in the masjid of the Prophet, wearing a black turban, and call out, "Ya Baqir al-Ilm, Ya Baqir al-Ilm, O the one who splits knowledge, O the one who splits knowledge." Thinking that he had become senile, the people of Medina would ask, "O Jabir, are you hallucinating? Have you become delirious?" Jabir would always maintain his composure and simply reply, "No, by God, I am not. I am of sound mind. The Prophet ﷺ once told me, 'O Jabir, innaka satudriku rajulan minni, ismuhu ismi, wa shama'iluhu shama'ili, yabqur al-ilma baqra.' O Jabir, one day you will meet a man from my progeny, whose name is my name, and whose conduct resembles my conduct, and he will split open knowledge."
يا من أتيت فزدت حبنا أسعدتنا وجمعت شملنا أنت هدية من الله لنا بعد انتظارنا لك طول السنة فيك السرور والهنا حمدا لك يا ربنا عيد سعيد Let's enjoy this happy day عيد مبارك Celebrate.
Knowing a little about his name, his grandfather, Allah's apostle, may Allah bless him and his family, named him Muhammad. He also gave him the kunya of Al-Baqir. That was 10 years before Al-Baqir was born. There was among the Prophet's prophecies, as some researchers said, the Prophet knew from the unseen that his grandson would do such as proclaiming knowledge among his community. Thus he gave good news to his community about him. He also sent him his greetings through the great companion of the Prophet, Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari. The historians and biographers of the Imam have unanimously agreed on that he was given the nickname of Al-Baqir because he split open the knowledge. Namely, he studied knowledge in detail, thus he understood its origin and its hidden branches. This is today's special, which congrats the birthday anniversary of Shia's fifth Imam, Imam Muhammad Al-Baqir. Peace be upon him. باقر علوم الأولين والآخرين قد سماك الرسول باقر يا ابن البتول قد سماك الرسول باقر يا ابن البتول يا حبيب قلوب المؤمنين يا حبيب قلوب المؤمنين باقر Features of the Imam, peace be on him, represented the solemnity and the prestige of the Prophet, everybody respected and admired him. For example, the jurist of the people of Basra in Iraq nowadays met him. Still, his heart trembled because of the imam's solemnity. Thus, he said to him, I sit before the jurist, and my heart does not tremble because of them, as it does because of you. The imam was the rest of Allah in his earth. Allah bestowed solemnity and prestige on his friends and his lovers. Their qualities appeared in the imam's character. Among those who admired the imam's solemnity was the Moroccan poet who described the imam saying, O you who was the son of him by whose tongue and eloquence people were guided and the revelation was sent down. The book talks about his outstanding merits. The Torah and the Bible announce his coming. Were it not for the occasion of the revelation after Muhammad, we would say Muhammad was the alternative to his grandfather. He was similar to him in outstanding merit, but Gabriel did not bring him a message. The historians reported that nobody saw the imam, peace be on him, laughing loudly. When he laughed, he said, O Allah, do not detest me. Indeed, he refrained from all that which contradicts solemnity and high character. Among his prominent qualities was that he always praised Allah.
The days came and went, but there was no sign of this blessed descendant of the Prophet. Until one day, Jabir was walking through the alleyways of Medina where some young boys had gathered. One of the young boys intrigued Jabir so much so that he decided to strike up a conversation with him. Jabir asked him to come forward and then asked him to walk a few steps back. I swear by the one in whose hand is my life, your mannerism is like the mannerism of the messenger of God, Jabir exclaimed. What is your name? Jabir asked. My name is Muhammad, the son of Ali, the son of Hussein. Having finally met the boy he had been searching for all these years, Jabir embraced him and kissed his forehead in adoration. He leaned in and whispered, Ya Muhammad, inna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi yuqri'uka salam. O Muhammad, the messenger of Allah, your great-grandfather, conveys his salam to you. Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam smiled and replied, على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله أفضل السلام وعليك يا جابر بما أبلغت السلام. Peace be upon the Messenger of Allah and upon you too, O Jabir, for delivering this message. Jabir spent his remaining days in the holy city of Medina. Imam al-Baqir عليه السلام would visit him from time to time. And Jabir, despite his old age, was always keen on learning from the young man who was described by the Prophet as the one who splits knowledge. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin.
Congratulations on today's Eid, the birthday anniversary of Imam Muhammad al-Baqir, peace be upon him, and fi amanillah.
Let us rejoice indeed, this is the day of Eid. Let us rejoice indeed, for this is the day of Eid.
La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, alayhi salam.